Well, I mean, it helps a whole lot, you know, as far as, you know, us getting up front, you know, getting after the running back. And, you know, they don't really have to come down a whole lot to help. And then they're just sitting back there playing, you know, one thing. They're one-dimensional, and, you know, they're playing the pass. And that's why you're seeing all these picks, you know. Well, we got 4 picks in the last 2 games. You know, Cortland with 3 and Griffin 1. Those guys just sit back there and play the pass.
You kidded last year when you guys knocked Schaub out and when Rosenfels came in and lit it up that you should have maybe not been better off with
Schaub. We don't want to see Rosenfels, man.
Yeah.
If anything, that guy could go to any team, almost any team, and play. I mean, he's a really, really good quarterback. I mean, they definitely have the best backup in the NFL, because that guy, at least against us, he'd kill us every time.
You're not worried about Schaub?
I mean, yeah, but still, Rosenfels, man, he's the one that's doing all the damage to us. You know, he brought him back when Rob kicked all those field goals that one game. And I mean, the fourth quarter, how many points he scored? 28, 21, it was something ridiculous. But, you know, anybody else wouldn't have to worry about. Heck, we didn't even got to worry about Peyton doing that. Rosenfels different.
Howard, you said you weren't 100% Sunday. How are you now?
I'm getting better. I feel a whole lot better. I'm getting back to my normal self. I'm getting off the ball. I expect a pretty good game out of me, you know. You got to get back to that status that y'all guys hold me at, I guess.
Was that because of lingering effects of the concussion?
Yeah, it was lingering effects of the concussion. I was not practicing this early in the season, so I didn't have everything down pat like I did last year, you know, when I tore my hamstring. So, you know, this week I feel a lot better practicing, and my technique's getting back to where it should be.
So you'll be a beast Sunday.
I hope so. I'm not going to say that.
Does it help that Jeff went ahead and said that Kerry's going to be the guy for the foreseeable futures to nip any sort of potential controversy in the bud down the line?
Well, if I was going to put my head coaching hat on, you know, I would say I would run, honestly, a 2-quarterback system, you know, with Vince and Kerry. You know, Kerry is a pure passer, and Vince can, you know, create things with his legs and you know, on the go. So if it was me, I know it'd be hard for them to get in sync, but I would do a 2-quarterback system.
Do you think it would be successful?
I think it would. I mean, you look at some of the college teams. I know this is not college, but you look at some of the college teams that's done it, and you know, they're doing all right.